Land of Dreams.
Take the trip with us
on Radio SI.
For me, I was never sure how to greet someone. Like, do I try to hug someone? Do I not try to hug someone? Do I shake their hand? That feels very strange. If it's like I'm meeting a family member or a friend, to shake their hand feels very cold. This was really strange, and now a lot of people, really many people when I meet them will hug me, and I like that so much. California, here we come. Hi, my name is Mariah Dolent. I am an American from California, and I am here in Slovenia because my husband is Slovenian, and I have been living here since 2011. I have two girls, and I'm really happy here. I live in Ljubljana, outside Ljubljana a little bit, in Bežigrad, Savlje.
So in today's Land of Dreams, we have a popular face, a popular vlogger from based in Ljubljana. So opposite me is the face of Mariah Dolenc. How do people in the U.S. pronounce your last name?
Usually Dolenc.
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 And how do people here in Slovenia call you? Do they call you Mariah or Maria or...
Yeah, not usually Mariah. If I get my name called somewhere, it's usually Maria.
Yeah.
Or sometimes the H is really pronounced Maria. People who know me but can never really pronounce my name correctly either say Maria or Mariana or
okay.
Maria. They some Marie name.
Marietta.
Yeah, something. He's been waiting around for the weekend. For a long time, I had thought that it would make great videos, just the experiences I was having. And I thought for my friends and family back home, it would be very interesting for them to see what I do here and what my life is like, and also a little bit of reality, because I think when I tell somebody, oh, I live in Europe, Americans immediately get this very romanticized idea of what that looks like, you know, Parisian coffees and so on. And I think it's probably similar when I tell somebody here that I'm from California, they immediately imagine that I'm on a Hollywood set in, you know, on Santa Monica Beach or something. So I kind of wanted to show what Slovenia was like and what my life was like.
How do you feel when people come up to you and recognize your face? What's the feeling?
It's always nice. It's almost affirmation that I'm doing something good that people enjoy. I don't know if I'll ever get used to the idea that people are so excited to meet me. Like, oh, hey, I know your vlogs. Oh, that's great. But when they're really excited to see me, it's such a surreal feeling. But it's always really nice. It makes my day so much better every time. There's definitely a lot of personal stories of mine that I have not told. There's definitely the story of how Luke and I met that we've been talking about telling that we haven't, because I'm determined to do it a very certain way. Like, I don't want to do it in a hurried or rushed way, and so I'm waiting for that.
By the way, can we touch on how you guys met on the radio?
We'll save all the details. I save all the exciting details for the video, okay. But generally speaking, Luca came to California and he came to a swing dance event that my sister and I went to.
Okay.
So we both were swing dancers and that's how we met. And then all I knew was his name, Luca. Some guy named Luca with an accent. He was really cute, and that's kind of all I had to go on. And then we connected through Facebook, and so we talked on and off, and eventually it was like, this person's really special and great.
This might work.
This might work.
Was there something very Slovenian about him which made you fall in love with him that other people did not have?
I would say his ability to communicate. I find that very Slovenian, and I think it's one of the best qualities that people are very communicative and very open and honest about how they feel or what their opinions are. Yeah, I was really taken aback at how well he communicated, and the depth of his ideas in our conversation was really impressive.
Do you know what he signed you?
I'd hope he'd see the same.
Oh, you don't have to answer this.
so chlapca naseli.
Now we're going to listen to the song California. I really love this song because it reminds me of home. It reminds me of driving alongside the beach in California when the sun is coming down. It just feels like California to me. And every time I go back to California, it's one of the first songs I put on in the car.
We've been on the run, driving in the sun, looking out for number one. California, here we come, right back where we started from. Well, hustlers grab your to shadow weighs a ton, driving down the 101. California, here we come, right back where we started from. California.
You're listening to Land of Dreams, this week with Mariah Dolenz, an American living in Slovenia.
Luca was very clever. And the very first time I came to Slovenia, he brought me in the middle of summer, and then he took me to Hvar. So I had this amazing image of Slovenia and life here.
I could live there.
I could easily live here. I thought it was beautiful. It is beautiful. And still, summer here is, I'd almost rather be here than anywhere else in the world. During the summertime, I love it. The winters are just very long for me. It wasn't how cold it got, but it was how long it was cold. Feels like it's cold from October until June. Half the year, it seems for me, that it's cold, because I judge that it's warm by the fact that I can go out in sandals and a tank top and shorts. So this is the big change.
If you were on a deserted island, surrounded with sun and sand and the sea all around you, which three things would you take with you? But here's the catch, Slovenian things.
Oh, man. I would take štrukli.
Okay.
I love štrukli.
An unlimited supply of štrukli.
And then, what else are Slovenians really well known for? I've seen a booth where they make really nice knives, and I think that would be a good one. Like a good crafted knife would be handy on a desert island.
Smart, yeah.
And a sleeping bag.
Okay, pot in Slovenia.
Pot in Slovenia.
A veš, kako je bilo danes? Danes je bilo tako poln dan, da skoraj ne morem dihati. Res, in zdaj zelo sem utrujena. Zdaj zelo želim iti spat. In ne morem.
How's your Slovenian?
It's good. No, I don't know that I will ever think it's amazing unless I speak only Slovene for a year.
Kako lepo, kako mi všeč to. Kakšen lep dan.
I've never met someone who came to Slovenia and did not like it. Everyone loves it. Everyone thinks it's beautiful, that the quality of life is really good. I think if people are surprised by one thing, it's maybe that it's still quite rural. There are a lot of farmers who have farms. And then also the small living spaces is very surprising to Americans from California, where you have huge houses compared to what people live like here. That's maybe one of the things that surprises them.
Mariah, does a land of dreams exist?
I don't know that there is one land of dreams. I would imagine the land of dreams is one place that's paradise. And I think being somebody who's lived in multiple places and traveled quite a bit, you kind of start to feel like a citizen of no place and a citizen of the world at the same time. So the idea of settling in one place and never going somewhere else just is very scary in a way. And having the option to go to different places and experience different things, that to me is the land of dreams.
Okay. So is Slovenia fulfilling this to some extent?
Yeah, I think Slovenia is an amazing place to live. It's an amazing place to raise children. Of all the places I've been to in Europe so far, I love it here. I like this city more than any other major city that I've been to. I was pregnant with Olivia, and this old lady, and I think it's one of the cute things about old ladies is that they adore pregnant women and they adore babies. And Luke and I were walking on the sidewalk and she stopped us and just stared into my eyes and started singing this song about motherhood and the stars in the sky. It was such a strange and funny and wonderful experience all at the same time. And the funny thing was, she didn't even end the song and say, well, have a great day and like leave. She just was singing and then kind of like walked away, continuing like her song into other things. And Luke and I just stood there. What just happened? Like, this is a story we will tell for a long time.
Okay. Only in Slovenia.
Only in Slovenia, I guess.
Land of Dreams.
Only on Radio SI.